Welcome to the IPL Betting Hub on Cricket Only Better. For Betfair, I'm Ed Hawkins. You really should be dripping in the good stuff after our strategy show and halftime team talk last time. Sam Collins, you're back. You missed a good one last time out.
I wouldn't expect anything else, Hawkins. More good stuff to come this week, please. Like these IPL batsmen, we do need to be relentlessly on form here. Paul Krishnamurthy of betting.betfair, have you bought the intensity that we require of you this week?
I have. How are you doing, Sam? I'm good. I've had a very good week on the run, so I'm buzzing for tonight.
Excellent. And I mean, this grip, this is filthy. Richard Mann of sportinghub.com, have you got your short handle out?
No, I better not say I've got my long handle out. I'm ready to go, Sam, anyway.
Lovely stuff. Right, this is serious stuff. What is on the IPL Betting Hub this week, Hawkins?
Yes, teams, pitch reports, betting nuggets, players to follow for three games. Chennai versus Punjab, Sunrisers versus Royals, and Mumbai Indians versus Kolkata Knight Riders. A special one, that match, because we're going to do a deep dive on those runs that Paul mentioned. We're going to look at the best ways to play those markets.
Cracking stuff. We've also got an outright discussion, a look at the market to finish bottom, and some general betting spots. Right, let's start, though, with that IPL winner market with the Betfair Exchange. Prices subject to change, naturally. The favourites currently are the Royals at 3, Kolkata 5.2, Chennai Super Kings 6.2, Sunrisers, is that Sunrisers, SRJ?
It is, it's a typo.
Oh dear, sorry. They're 7.2, Lucknow Super Giants at 10.5, Delhi, the big market movers at 24 since I was last on. Mumbai Indians are at 30s. The rest pretty much playing knockout cricket. For the record, RCB at 100 after beating Gujarat, but they need to win every single game and hope for a net run rate swing. Right, let's coming to Richard Mann. What have you spotted, Richard? Lucknow still look a big price, don't they?
They still look a good team. Marcus Stoinis won for the Man of the Match strategy last week. I better get that in. They look a good team. Possibly still a touch of value as well at double figures. What I would say is at the time of recording, their net run rate is below the other four teams on 10 points. That could make a difference when we get to the end and we're talking about net run rate possibly deciding those top two positions. Obviously, that is so, so crucial. CSK, my tip, and I still think they're a fair price, you know, at 6.2. Next three fixtures, we're covering one tonight. Two against Punjab Kings and the struggling Titans, who will have nothing to play for at that point. They have nothing to play for now, really. I think CSK at 6.2 could just be an easy trade because I expect them to win all three games, a good win over the weekend, and then you could just get your money out. I'm pretty sure they'll be close to a top two spot then. But what a week we've had. Tons of 200 scored, a 262 chase down. Runs price is shortening, but still think runs for the next week at least.
Okay, Hawkins, a spot from you.
Just a note on Sunrisers. I think they've been exposed with two defeats in two. Don't like to overreact to a couple of sequence of results like that, but notably that they came on slower surfaces and they're obviously a batting power side and they like to swing through the line of the ball. You can't do that when the ball is getting held up or getting stuck in tacky wickets. I think they're going to struggle as the surfaces do get more worn. And if the market had some decent cash in it to lay for a final spot on Betfair Exchange, they're currently 3.6 to back. I'd be looking to take that price. There's no price at the moment. But a swerve is as good as a winner. So Sunrisers to fall away from me from here. I just don't see them, even if they got to the final, the Chennai surface just not suiting them at all.
Okay. Paul Krishnamurthy, coming to you on the to finish bottom market. I'll give you prices first with the usual caveat of prices being subject to change. Of course, these are from the Betfair Exchange. Royaler, resurgent RCB are 2.64, Punjab are 2.9, Gujarat 3.9, Mumbai Indians 6.8, side you mentioned last week. Where's the value?
I think it's Mumbai again. So let's look at the fixtures, in particular RCB are favourites and Mumbai. So Mumbai have three pretty tough games coming up. Lucknow, KKR, Sunrisers, RCB have Gujarat, who they beat today, are struggling, Punjab, their fellow struggler, and then Delhi. So I would certainly swerve RCB in that situation. Punjab also have tough fixtures. They've got to play Chennai twice now, but they're short. But now consider Mumbai, right? They're hard games. They're almost out. To my mind, they've got to win every game from now. So, and the next one gets looked now. If they go out, are they going to pick Jasprit Bumrah for the rest of the season with a World Cup coming up? Are they going to pick that top order with the World Cup coming up? You know, as we saw at the start of the season, Mumbai's reserves really aren't up to very much. And, you know, they've had a grim season, must be disillusioned, a lot of division in the camp. So maybe they're going to be right in this battle for finish bottom.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paul Krishnamurti. Let's get on with the games now. Starting with Chennai Super Kings versus Punjab Kings on Wednesday from the Chepauk, 1500 UK time. That's 3 p.m. for those of you who can't count. Live on Sky Sports. Betfair Exchange early show has 1.67 Chennai Super Kings, which will be the shortest pre-toss odds so far, I believe. Hawkins, can you get low down for us?
Chennai expected to line up like this: Rahane, Gaikwad, Mitchell, Doob subbing in or out with Shardul Thakur. As a point about India's all-rounders just not even being on the field now, impacting their World Cup chances, but that is for another show. Jadeja, Moeen, Dhoni, Deepak, Mustafizir, Deshpande, Patarana. Do look out for Ritzvi perhaps coming in for Rahane at the top of the order. That's a possibility. A Punjab, Prab Singh and Arshdeep, batter and bowler subs, Bairstow, Russell, Shashank, Curran, Jitesh, Ashutosh Brah, Harshal Rabada and Rahul Chahar. Dhawan could be fit again, but not sure how he slots in for this team. Not sure what's happened to Liam Livingston. Would rather him be in this 11, but we'll talk about him in a bit. The pitch, 212, Chennai versus Sunrisers, 210. Chennai made against Lucknow, which was chased down, and then 137 by KKR, 12 the last 24, under 160. Really reliable for going unders on the runs in the past, but it looked pretty decent for batting in that Sunrisers game, as we record.
Okay, straight to Paul Krishnamurti on innings runs. The market thought against Sunrisers. It was a slow one, Paul. It wasn't. Brave to short the power line here.
Well, it depends what the power line should be. I mean, we've got to reassess what's going on at the moment. Maybe, and I think this is the case, 200 is the new 170. Last year we were saying 175 is the new 165. Now 200 is the new 170. They were very well set, Chennai. They batted pretty well as far as I could see. And yet they only got 212. And that's consistent with the history of Chennai, where it's a hard place to hit sixes. Much as you can hit a decent score, you can't go crazy to death like you do at the Wankhede or at Delhi or at Kolkata. And yet that 212 proved comfortably enough. They won the match by 80-odd runs, 78 runs. We saw the same at Hyderabad the other day, another historically low-scoring ground. Looked that way, and it was 206. So I wouldn't be short in the power lines because I don't think the power lines are necessarily high enough. But par still is around 195, 200. And I would just say on a ground like this, it's probably very good to middle. That's what I've been doing this week. Really, because the higher lines, the silly lines, the 240s and 250s are too short. So you can get quite a nice middle in that sort of 200 to 240, 250 at the start of the innings, and it's going to leave you with a good position late on.
Okay. Richard Mann, Chennai actually have a 70% win rate at home in the IPL. So technically, does that make them value?
I think it does. I think the one for your multiples this week, anyway, they look to me like they're going back to the old tried and trusted method at home. Try and get runs on the board, try and get a competitive score, but just bank on that really good home attack that knows these conditions so well. I'm not fooled by Punjab at all. Bairstow's just pulled off what they've run chase of the century, but it's his only contribution of the season. It's his only contribution, really, of the last 12 months. I'm not convinced by Punjab Kings at all. They've got talent down the order, but I definitely wouldn't bet them to back this up. And I kind of disagree with Paul, actually. they've made some good scores this season, Punjab, but there's been a 1-4-2 and a 1-4-7-3 in there as well in recent games. I'm loath to do it because of the rhythm of the tournament and what we've seen. But I'd actually play extremes under if Punjab batted first. And now what I mean by extremes is we can't sort of play 110 anymore, but 130, 140, maybe 150, if it's a big price under Punjab, I'd be tempted to go that way because I just don't think they're very good. And I think CSK are on the charge.
Okay, what happens in this match? Paul, you first and then Richard, please.
Okay, well, first, just deal with that, Rich. So I'll tell you what the prices will be. If Punjab bat first, I think you will get about 5-1 under 150, which I see your logic. I would just go higher than that. I just think 150, when you can bring in an impact batsman, it's very, very hard to get under 150 these days. So I'd probably go under 170, but I take your point. I completely agree. It's not a banker material, but it's one for the Akers. 4-6 doesn't reflect Chennai's chance. They're far superior side. They've got a great record at home. They're much better equipped to cope with spin. And that Punjab result, impressive as it was what we've said about Punjab in the past. They're a kind of side that will pull off when we least expect it. But I think this is probably their last match with any hope whatsoever of qualifying.
Richard Mann?
Yeah, like CSK win all the way. The other thing for them as well is 50 for Daryl Mitchell in the last match. He's been awful, but runs for him's a big boost. And they've not had a lot of luck with a coin toss yet either, CSK. I think when that changes as well, that's another thing in their favour. That, you know, they've done well with having things against them so far.
Okay. Anything on the top, Hawkins?
Yeah, I'm looking to return for a bet on Dubé at 4-1 for top Chennai bat, and also Livingston. I want him to be in the team, really, and not being used as a sub batting second because we want to take the 15-2 with sports. But the takes top bat honours from that list of players that we were talking about right at the start of the IPL in terms of who are the best people to follow on those markets. Livingston is the one guy who hasn't actually one with a win rate of more than 25%, I think. So 15-2 might double up on a couple of points for that game.
Okay. Players to follow will swerve. Paul Krishnamurti?
Well, first of all, standout bet is Matisha Pathirana, top Chennai wicket taker at 16-5. Not only is he very reliable in this market for the wickets and bowls at the death, his economy of 7.68 is better than his main rivals, particularly Deshpande, who's the most notable likely player to compete for wickets. And on the Punjab lineup, I mean, very interesting. Ed mentions 15-2. That is like definitely wrong on the numbers, Livingston. But what lineup? I mean, I could see them experimenting, and I want to see if we can get any silly prices on the exchange about the people who come in later, like Shashank Singh, and particularly Ashutosh Sharma. I'd be interested in that because I could see them experimenting.
Okay, Richard Mann?
A Gaikwad top match batsman at fours. That might be the way to go with him if you're happy to go with recent form. 67 out, 69, 17, 108 not out, and 98. That is rare form, class act. We may have missed the boat, but I'd be tempted to keep faith. Avoid the Punjab bowler market, I said in last week's show. Rabada, Kaur and Ashdeep, they're all doing the business at different points. Waste of time, just leave it.
Okay. We're underway on the IPL betting hub for Betfair. Please do not forget, every single IPL match is previewed by our friend Edward Hawkins on betting.betfair. And with that, we are going to move on to Game 2, which is on Thursday, Sunrisers versus Rajasthan from Hyderabad, 3 p.m. live on Sky Sports. Early show has the Royals at 1.83. Hawkins has teams and pitch news.
Yeah, I don't have the Rajasthan team, actually. I've got the Sunrisers team. I'm trying to do the Royals team off the top of my head, but Sunrisers head, Abhishek Markram. They brought in Anmol Preet as an extra batter and subbing him out for Natarajan. Reddy, Klaassen, Samad, Shabazz, Cummins, Kumar, Unad Kat. Royals, Richard Mann's going to help me out if I get stuck, but it's Butler, Jaiswal, Sampson, Parag, Hetmeyer, Howell, Ashwin, Chahal, Avesh, Bolt before Avesh. Sandeep Sharma's back in that team. Who are they subbing in and out, Richard? I can't recall. I don't want to put you on the spot. If you don't know, just we'll move on.
I think you've got it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think Jaywell gets subbed in sometimes if they bat second.
Okie dokie. So Hyderabad, as I mentioned, that looked like it slowed right up against Royal Challengers Bangalore. That pitch, Paul said on our WhatsApp group, it looks like an old Sunrisers Hyderabad surface. So could it be that Royals keep Sunrisers under a very, very high par line is a shrewd call for this one on your runs?
Okay, thank you very much, Hawkins. A shrewd call, Paul Krishnamurti?
Yes, I think it is. Sunrisers, their run lines are always high because of what they've done. But the clever thing to do is to do this in running, because if it is that old Sunrisers pitch, that old Hydro pitch, and certainly from that first game, there was nothing wrong with that in the first half of that innings. There was this whole thing about Kohli batting too slow and then Pattadar coming in and hitting five sixes. That was correct. That was a good time to bat. But the last 10, the last 8, and at the death, it's very hard to hit sixes. It's very hard to go big. So I would wait for then. I would wait for the strategic timeout, go afterwards. Par after that is probably going to be about 10 to 11 and over, and that's going to be a very tough ask. One other quick thing here as well about Rajasthan, because the question is, do they start taking their foot off the pedal now they've basically qualified? I hope not, because I assume they're going to get top with one of his bank on a top two. But they are arguably the best value in the market at the moment at 2-1. Because assuming they are in the top two, and they need at least maximum one match to get them there, one more win, and they're going to top the group, I don't see how they can go off bigger than 6-4 in the playoffs. I think they'll go off about 2.4. So there might be you can make a bit of money just trading that price down.
Okay. Richard Mann, Sunrisers, have you found out? Is that fair? And if so, does that mean the Royals are quite well set up here?
Well, if it spins, the Royals are, because they've got a brilliant spin attack. Joe is out for me on Sunrisers. I think they're so conditions-based. I think if they get a flat pitch, and that's why I'm a bit dubious about expecting a turning pitch here, because it's not in Sunrisers' interest to produce a turner. They need a flat pitch so the batsman can go bang. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that. And I'd do what Paul said, really. I would just keep an eye in running and before the game, see if it's a used pitch.
Okay. Any nuggets for this game, Paul? You first, then Richard.
Yeah, I think unders on sixes, for similar reasons to what we've discussed. Over the last 5 years, only 50% of the matches at Hyderabad had 15 or more sixes. In the last 2 years, when it's gone up everywhere else, is only 30% of matches of 15 or more. And yet, par for the sixes now is going off in the under-over line around 20. I think it was 20.5 and 21.5 in the last game, or 9.5, 10.5 per team. So I'd go unders there.
Okay, Richard Mann?
Yeah, well, sticking with sixes, whatever happens here, Sunrisers will probably win the sixes race. This season, Royals have hit 73 sixes, Sunrisers 112. That's a massive difference. In the reverse fixture, that was a cracking game. Royals hit 11 sixes, Sunrisers hit 13, and they didn't have Travis Head in the starting 11 then as well. So I think if you can get any, there's no prices yet, if you get any 4 or 5 Sunrisers to hit the most sixes, I think that's a fair bet, regardless of conditions.
Okay, what have you got on the top, Hawkins?
Yeah, I'm just lining up Pat Cummins at 40-1 with Betfair Sports with the top Sunrisers bat. Particularly because of that top order with Sunrisers, I think we're very reliant on those boys for runs. And we've spoken about Trent Bolt getting amongst teams very early on and knocking over the big guns at the top. Could this be a 30 or 40 winner for Cummins? Generally picks up a win on these top bats, so looking to play him. Switched on to Klaassen for man of the match from top bats, because just going off too short. And if we are playing him top bat, it's got to be from in play from at least twice the price from 7-2, 4-1. So we're looking at 7s, 8s on Klaassen, and also Butler 54 and 95. 5 against this lot last term. We're looking for a boost from Sportsbook from 23.10.
Okay, Richard, who do you like?
Yeah, just picking up on this point. Cummins very close in the week. I was on a beach actually somewhere, but I'm pretty sure Cummins with a 30-odd wasn't far away, was he, Ed?
It was very tight. I think Shabazz got up one of the worst innings you'll ever see, particularly because we were all on both teams to score 180, 190 and keep going. A real stinker from him.
I was on a beach. We know you're on.
East Coast. It was absolutely freezing, mate.
Sanjiv
Samson, 4-1 top Wales batsman. 250s in the last 5 games. Had a really good season. I know Butler's made 200s, but Samson is still the Wales top run scorer, batting at number 3. I think 4-1 is very fair. And then me and Paul have discussed this off air. I've managed to win the arm wrestle with this one. Sandeep Sharma, 100-30, top Wales bowler. That is a knocking bet. 7 wickets in his last 2 matches. Best strike rate in the team. Pretty much the best economy in the team. Won the last twice. Trent Bolt, his main rival, not bowling the death Sandeep is. And SRH do like to get hold of spin and go after it. So if it's a tie, I suspect Sandeep, the seamer, will have a better economy. I can't make a stronger case than that, guys.
Paul, who do you like?
Well, obviously, endorsed Sandeep Sharma, as Rich was saying. I'm going to go with Jay Well, though, for top bat. I think 7-2 is very fair. Also interested in top match bat and man of the match prices. He's going to win a lot of man of the match markets in his career, that guy. But also critically here, for the reasons already discussed about the pitch, you want to be back in the top order. That is the time to make runs.
Okay, lovely stuff. Thank you very much, Paul Krishnamurti. Please do not forget, best bets are still to come at the end of the show. For these 3 matches, our final game then is Mumbai Indians versus Kolkata Knight Riders. Chaos surely reigns at the Wankhede on Friday. Hawkins is going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, Mumbai Indians are playing knockout cricket now. Rohit, Ishan, Sky Yadav, of course, being subbed out for Tushara. That means Sky is void if on the top bats if Mumbai are chasing, which is a shame. Tilak, Wadhira, Hardik, David, Nabi, Chawla, Kutsia, we expect to come back in after a tummy bug. Didhams, Bumrah. Sol Naren Raghavanshi, your top 3 for KKR, most probably Venkatesh. Suyash Sharma, I think, is going to be your sub options. Shreyas, Russell, Rinku, Ramandeep, Chakravarti, Harsha and Chamira, who's coming for start. They've got rid of him after that dreadful death bowling against RCB. Managed to win the game, but my word, he was all over the place. 2-3-4, 196, 206, last 3 at Wankhede. 10.3, Mumbai economy rate with the ball. KKR economy rate is 10. So we're focusing on runs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Hawkins, conscious that KKR are playing as this pod goes into production. So maybe it makes sense to try and nail a particular market and ride on cue. Surely that has to be runs here. Betfair Sportsbook have cut both teams to score 220, slashed it, in fact, down to 9s. Hawkins has pointed out prices for 180 and 190, not short enough in contrast. 190 is at 11-10 for that KKR match versus Delhi. Richard Mann, thoughts on these markets?
Well, I think as a punter, given we were betting at much bigger at the start of the tournament, you are loath to go in at much shorter, aren't you? Because you've either missed the boat or you've made your money and you're just happy to sit and watch. But the fact is that the prices are still too big. I mean, we're seeing like 500 runs a game, pretty much par at the moment. Teams are making 250, both teams. So 180, 190 is nothing. On the particular grounds, we're talking Wankhede and we're talking Eden Gardens. So and there's another one I've missed out there. So no, I'd be tempted to still go in, particularly this game. I think 220 is well in play. Wankhede runs first, 2 pretty average bowling attacks. And in the case of KKR as well, a blockbuster batting lineup. But Mumbai can certainly hold their own as well.
Okay, Paul, what might the par line be and will it be high enough?
I just can't wait for this. It's such a brilliant game. It won't be enough. I'm certain it won't be enough. I reckon it will be around 200 to 205, as it has been. at Eden Gardens and at Delhi and at Bangalore, the other, actually Bangalore's been lower, which are the other grounds that just aren't big enough. But, you know, working on the theory about what we were talking about before, so in the last 2 years, 200 won in 6 out of 11 times in the first innings. So it should be odds on, right? And now we're saying the lines have gone up 30. So this is like Delhi and Kolkata. It, you know, pars really should be 225, 230, I think. And also, it's worth remembering that the Wankhede has never been a spinner's track. So there's much less risk of it getting slower and harder as the season goes on. So, yeah, this could be another record breaker.
Okay, thank you very much. Paul, coming back to Hawkins on death over runs, and then back to Paul for trade advice.
Yeah, just to get Paul's view on how to play this. I mean, I think KKR top of the strike rate list in death overs, so they're the fastest scorers in that phase, 16 to 20. Mumbai Indians actually down in eighth for runs, but KKR will bring them closer to the middle group because they're the worst economy in the death. So we're looking to add runs for on the innings runs on Betfair Exchange for those death overs, particularly for the side batting first.
Okay. Paul, market-wise on the Betfair Exchange innings runs, do we add 65, 70, 75 at the death? What are you thinking?
Yeah, we do. We do those. And I mean, maybe we go earlier. I mean, the question is where you went, what time you go. I think if we are dealing with a death, I think 65 or more would be even money or better, which is just a mad price. They hit 96 off the last five against Delhi. And, you know, look at these sides and look at their finish. That's what might Andre Russell do here. But more broadly, we're still seeing with 8 overs to go, maybe 10 overs to go even, we're still seeing par being between 10 and 11 per over. And on these smaller grounds, it just isn't enough. That's just wrong. I mean, the minimum, you would be amazed if of the last 8 overs at Wankhede, unless there's a collapse, they got less than 75 or 80 runs. And they could get 120 very easily.
Can I just add here, I'd be really interested to see how KKR play this, because I think they'll go early because they'll probably know that Bumrah's probably going to have two up his sleeve for that last five. So don't be surprised if KKR don't, well, they definitely won't sit anyway, but they might just go that little bit earlier thinking, well, we've got two good Bumrah overs to come, so let's just take on the rest, you know, from 10 overs or whatever. I think they'll bear that in mind anyway. Don't be surprised if they go even earlier.
Yeah, I like to have that bet really after the strategic timeout at the Wankhede. About the 9th or 10th over.
Okay, lovely stuff. I was going to ask you, Richard Mann, given runs in that situation, are you looking at Bumrah for top bowler with sportsbook runs conceded, not economy, to be clear?
Yeah, just let's clear this up because Betfair Sportsbook paying on runs conceded, not economy. When we talk about economy, and I do apologise if we've not been crystal clear on this, we're usually referring to the fact that most of the frontline bowlers are all bowling four overs each. So the economy rates are obviously very important, but it is runs conceded. And I think we have seen in the last Mumbai game, Nabi won it when he only conceded 20 because he bowled two overs. He won it on a tie. And I think Glenn Maxwell had a similar scenario earlier in the season as well. But generally speaking, when you're looking at frontline bowlers, the economy does shine through, and it's why Bumrah's just a knocking bet because he's won it with one and two wickets, just winning the tie for runs conceded. He's done it consistently all season.
Okay, Hawkins, any top bats or bowler prices?
Sky Yadav at 4-1, top Mumbai bat. There you go.
Okay, lovely. Any other business, Richard Mann?
Paul? I'm keen on Tilak Varma here. Just looks in really good form. Interesting what Ed said earlier about discontent in the camp. Hardik Pandya criticised Tilak for his batting at the weekend, even though he made 60-odd from 30 balls. It's just an unhappy camp is this Mumbai one. But Tilak is a class act. I think I'll be betting him on this ground to make a 50 when he comes in. And I'll have a bit in the top Mumbai batsman market.
Okay, Paul.
Two bowlers, standout economy versus the rest. Bumrah, we say every week, 6.63 economy. Next best in the Mumbai team is Nabi on 8.45. So 5-2 is an absolute gift. And for Kolkata, Sunil Narine, not only is a top wicket taker, he's going at 6.96, and the next best for them is Vaibhav Arora on 9.57. So not even close, and he's 100 to 30.
Okay, lovely stuff. We now go to the best bets as promised. Richard Mann and Paul Krishnamurti both have 5 units to spend on their best bets for these 3 matches. Going to come to Paul Krishnamurti first this week. And Paul, do your worst.
Okay, I'll have 2 points, Jasprit Bumrah, 5-2, top Mumbai wicket taker. 1.5 points, Sunil Narine, 100-30, top Kolkata wicket taker. And 1.5 points, Matisha Patharana, top Chennai wicket taker, 100-30.
Paul Krishnamurti, thank you very much. Moving on to Richard Mann.
Yeah, 2 points. Sunrisers Hyderabad to hit more sixes than Rajasthan Royals. In the same game, Sanju Samson, 1 point, top Royals batsman at 4-1. Same game again, 1 point, Sandeep Sharma, top Royals bowler at 100-30. And then switching over to the Mumbai KKR match, I'm going to have 1 point on Tilak Varma runs by. So as soon as he comes to the crease, whatever his line is, I will buy at that and settle at that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Richard Mann. Thank you very much, Paul Krishnamurti. Thank you very much, Edward Hawkins. I've been Sam Collins, shepherding these characters, you might call them, through this week. Do not forget to check in on betting.betfair for all your IPL needs until we are back this time next week. This has been the IPL Betting Hub on the Cob for Betfair. Thank you very much. Have a lovely week.